one's breast cancer is metastasized, it is difficult to control. And I found that treatment with green tea polyphenols, breast cancer cells undergoing cell death. So it means it has very good properties of anti-carcinogenic activity.
So once the cancer is advanced, you found that these polyphenols can reverse the effects of this very advanced cancer?
Yes. And more importantly, they increase the life of mice several days when we compare with non-green tea polyphenols treated mice. That is very important.
How did you get started in this area of research?
I lost my mother to breast cancer. I realized that my education is useless even to my parents. I could not help my mother. So I realized I should do something, although I could not help my mother, but millions of mothers are available to serve. So I focused my attention, I will do something in cancer chemo prevention. And I came to United States in 1991, and I started the work on skin cancer prevention.
How did you get started with the green tea, though, specifically?
In those years, in 91-92, I tested the effect of green tea polyphenols against chemical carcinogenesis and solar ultraviolet radiation-induced skin carcinogenesis. So in those two models, I found that green tea polyphenols is very effective in prevention of skin cancer in terms of tumor incidence, multiplicity, and development of tumors. And after that, I tried to determine what is the mechanism, how can it works to prevent the cancer.
Now, what kind of amounts are we talking about here? Would someone benefit from drinking green tea daily? Is that where your research is headed, or are we talking about much larger amounts of this stuff?
Actually, epidemiology and also experimental studies are showing that routine consumption of green tea is beneficial for prevention of cancers of several organs.
Is there any evidence that other types of tea, like black tea, could be beneficial, or is it just this green tea that seems to be so helpful in treating cancer?
Green tea is very useful, but I would say black tea is also useful, but comparatively green tea is much more effective because the compounds, mainly called polyphenols, which are present in green tea, they are antioxidant and anti-inflammatory in character. In black tea, these compounds are polymerized, so their effectiveness reduced. That is why we usually say that green tea is more effective than black tea.
What's next for your research? Are there any plans to actually try to do this with some human models? Or
my first purpose is just to study how it works. What is the mechanism? What are the molecular targets? How green tea polyphenols is effective in prevention of cancers? If it is become clear that these are the molecular targets, then after accumulating more consistent data and clear mechanism, then these experiments can also be conducted in human population. Otherwise, epidemiological studies are clearly showing that routine consumption of green tea is beneficial for humans.